Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
CJ Gibson.
I'm back. What's up?
Welcome back. You're jet lagged.
I am. Coffee's here.
I think we all are from Gamescom.
Good to know. All right. So on today's show, we're going to keep it spoiler free. We're going to talk about the PC beta that just ended. We're going to talk about the raid date being revealed. And we're going to talk about the Trials of Osiris date being revealed and how we feel about those things. So those are some pretty big topics. Let's kick it off by talking about the PC beta, which just recently ended, and what we thought. Wow.
Crispy.
It looked really good. Everybody was really impressed with visually how it looked. What was your takeaway, Fran?
Yeah, and we got to play Javelin 4 as well, which was a first.
Good map.
You know, it's interesting because we already got to see this, right? We already knew how good it looked.
Yeah,
but not everybody else. And so seeing everyone's reactions up close. Also, getting it in your own environment on your own system. So, yeah, what I've noticed is, and I think it'll be part of the discussion, a lot of people are talking about like, oh, maybe I do want to switch from But anyway, it does look amazing. It feels amazing. But, man, do I suck on mouse and keyboard.
Long
way to go.
Which is a whole nother conversation. Now, I did not get a chance to play the PvP side of it because I was at Gamescom and took a little tour after. I literally just got off a plane about 18 hours ago. So I do apologize. But the mouse and keyboard side of it, the auto aim is the big question. So I'm looking forward to playing on a controller. Did you guys feel that? Did you plug in a controller?
I did.
I didn't get
So I played keyboard and mouse, and I tried that out for a while, and I'm just like, nope, popped in the controller.
Yeah.
And I was going toe-to-toe with keyboard and mouse players.
Good to hear.
For an open beta, though. This isn't a competitive realm where it's going to be a whole different ballgame. Now, I knew when I was up against a good keyboard and mouse player who was destroying me.
Yeah.
So I still don't think you're going to have an unfair advantage by plugging in that controller. Definitely not. There's PC-specific players like Duggan who wrecked shop.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrecked shop.
But I don't know. That's a discussion out there. I'm curious if you guys have been following it. But people are saying the controller advantage is unfair because it's got aim assist. Recoil is not quite the same as it is on console. Of course, they even talked about that before.
Yeah.
Some people are crying,
easy.
I was going to say crying wolf. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. No. But anyway, people are very concerned saying it is going, they're saying that it's going to create a problem in the realm of PC. So, do you guys think it is a problem, and do you think they'll tweak it?
No. I mean, it's just because this is your first experience with it, so everything's reactionary, immediately reactionary, right? And you're experiencing this in a microcosm. Now, when all the PC players get into Destiny 2, and you're going toe-to-toe with keyboard and mouse players and getting destroyed, you are no longer going to feel like that controller is superior.
But I think that's what the issue is, right? There's a couple of people saying that if you plug it in and there's auto-aim, it's noticeable to that, you know, there is an advantage there for controller people. And if there's an issue where if you plug in, you know, a device that allows you to bypass that and you're using mouse and key, is that going to be an issue?
Yeah, that's the one that I'm not
cheating.
As...
Yes, more or less.
I'm not as familiar with... but that you can basically make it behave like a controller, the recoil on that, while using your keyboard. That's one of the things people are concerned about. Bungie has already put in a lot of stuff, though, right, in terms of the API and all that, trying to keep people from cheating. So maybe they'll take that note and somehow be able to do something about it. So, I mean, you're not going to keep controllers off of the Destiny 2 experience on PC, and I totally agree that you want it to be a good experience. You want to encourage people that, you know, they might just want to play on their PC, but they're just not, like, competitive players. Yeah. So I agree with the thinking behind tweaking the controllers and getting some aim assist, but they're going to have to tweak it and get it where it needs to be and stop this type of cheating if it does happen.
In order to play at the top level, you're going to have to learn keyboard and mouse controls regardless, even if you're cheating and using aim assist. But I think that's going to be detectable. It seems like something that they would be ready for.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be surprised if they weren't.
Well, and that's the issue. I think, you know, PvE, this is kind of irrelevant. You know, nobody cares. Everybody wants to be able to use what they want to use for that experience. It's the PvP and the competitive side. Do you isolate it to controller only, keyboard only? How do you, you know, separate that if the discrepancies are there? You know, maybe you do have two separate playlists. Like, I don't think that's the right answer, but maybe that is one of those things, right?
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I assume they are.
But I assume the thinking is like, oh, just make controllers and keyboards behave the exact same way. That would fix it. But that's pretty hard because you can't move a controller like you can move a keyboard and mouse. Yeah. And so,
well, that's the thing.
I think they just got to tweak it to get it to where it isn't a problem.
Yeah, to make Destiny experience like Destiny with a controller, there needs to be auto-aim. Like, if there isn't, it does not play the same way.
Yeah.
And they've reduced auto-aim, I think, overall in comparison to Destiny.
Oh, yeah. So. It's not the same. In fact, even on console, aim assist is lessened. So. But, man, does it look good.
It looks crazy. Absolutely phenomenal. My biggest surprise, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, friend, but my biggest surprise was hearing my friend say, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to play on PS4. I might cancel I have canceled my pre-order,
You
said, and I'm getting it on PC. I will wait and play it. I was like, wow.
All
right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, my God. Running at 4K 60 with HDR turned on.
Oh.
HDR Sport out of the
game. Did you get to play in HDR?
I did on my TV for a little bit.
Wow. There you go.
Beautiful.
There you go.
It looks really
I should have tried that. I have, a beautiful 4K OLED, and I could have just popped that
it was
HDMI
right there in the menu. it looks phenomenal. I was unsure how to optimize on my Ryzen CPU. Yeah. I've heard it was a little more friendly than with Intel. I could optimize for 4K 60 easily, but pushing the frames above that, I didn't really get into the minutiae of adjusting my numbers appropriately.
4K is a lot, you know. The Ti, you know, is really recommended. The new 1080 Ti, ideally for 4K.
I have a solo card that can handle it, but it does. Support SLI, like it recognizes if you're SLI and is programmed appropriately to harness that extra power. So
And I don't know what hit HDR and other things have on it. So I didn't get to try it 4K, but it's funny. I was going to just compliment that engine is really good.
It looks very optimized. It's great.
You don't see PC games that look this good that run that well. Like I had to like keep checking my settings. It's pretty simple. Like it was sort of like, what was it? I forget what it was like high then highest.
Yeah.
And I thought I was missing something and everything was like on highest and running really well.
Yeah.
And I was streaming at the same time.
Yeah.
And I have a 1080. I do have a nice CPU. It's about just shy of 4 gigahertz. It's a 6900 Intel. It's got 8 cores, but even putting that aside, I have like 32 gigabytes.
But then what's your GPU? Oh, you have 1080.
But still, I was streaming 720p 60 to Twitch at the same time while playing the game on highest settings. No problems.
Okay. I was doing 1080 60 push while playing in 4K on a television.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wait, you were doing 1080. You said you were doing 1080 60 while playing in 4K. I don't know what that means.
I was streaming at 1080 60.
Streaming
it. Running at 4K.
I follow you. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, the engine is really amazing. Hats off to Vicarious Visions and the team at Bungie. I can't wait to see as they even like optimize it more. I mean, this is the first driver set.
Right.
So,
Anyway,
so the point is like if you have a lower end setup, it's going to look good. Yeah. You know, I was talking to some people at the office that decided to run.
They would stop at the PC builds and just be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like the 60 makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And At one point, my game got locked at 30, and I'm like, is this what the console is going to be like?
Well, that's going to be the challenge, yeah. Once you get PvP on the PC coming out, it's going to be hard to go back, I think, and play PvP 30. Like, I like PvP 30, but again, once, you know, PC's released, I think it's going to be difficult
if
they do a good job.
But playing devil's advocate and remembering that there's a ton of people who just don't care about that.
Yeah.
And the devil's advocate part being is like, sorry, but 60 frames is not a new conversation. Like,
no.
We've been playing Destiny for 3 years, and everybody out there on Overwatch and all the games before it, back to Quake and whatever, are playing at 180 frames or whatever. And they're like, why would you play a shooter at 30?
Yeah.
So, like, meaning there's just more people that are coming over to it, as obviously as your hardware gets cheaper and it advances. And this is a huge game. That's one of the big differences.
Well, we're talking about 4K 60. There were people that were running on capped.
Yeah.
And they were getting 120, 144. Yeah.
But my point is playing it at 30 is not wrong, you know, and I do want to point that out.
Yeah.
Some people probably listening that are like, oh, I suck now because I don't like play at 60.
Oh, no.
You know what
I
mean? I'm exaggerating, but I can appreciate because we've done it for 3 years. Like, I was fine playing at 30, but it's all perspective. And once you see this other perspective, it's hard to go back.
I think on PC, it would be weird to play at 30.
For sure. But that was to bring that point full circle. I was just saying we haven't got to see Destiny at 60. You can see Overwatch. You can see Battlegrounds and Battlefield. And you're like, well, Destiny's fine.
Yeah.
Well, now we've seen Destiny at 60. And you're like, you know what? You guys make some good points. That's really nice. Yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
That is going to be the challenge because now you have played Destiny at 60.
Yeah.
You know, before it was you're comparing it to other games.
Yeah.
Now you're comparing it to itself.
So it's beautiful.
It's
awesome.
Like,
it really is.
I feel like we're not doing it justice.
No, I know.
But I mean, everybody who's listening probably experienced or watched a streamer who was playing or watched some of our VODs on IGN. And God, it looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see the PvE stuff. Actually, I don't.
We put the strike up 4K.
Yes.
4K 60.
But I mean, with my own eyes, you know, and maybe on my TV. Different conversation for later, maybe, but I had asked the team if 4K or higher resolution cutscenes, which are pre-rendered, were part of it.
Those are 30.
And sure, they may run at 30, but what's the resolution? What are they rendered at? Because I've only seen them 1080, so I wonder if there's a differential there. I wasn't able to play at 4K, so I don't know if you noticed.
I'm pretty sure they're 4K 30.
They are 4K, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing if they are.
Well, I don't know. People were commenting about how jarring the experience was. Going from a 4K 60 HDR to a 30 frame cinematic, it's like, ooh.
I get that, but actually cinematics can look weird at 60.
And yeah,
maybe a discussion.
What if they're
rendered
in 24?
Yeah, well,
they may be.
This is a different conversation. We've had this cinematic, you know, look and feel conversation a number of times on the show. So I don't mind that the cinematics are not rendered at 60. Yeah, I think it looks odd for sure. The game, that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's not as, I can agree that it's not as seamless between the game and the cutscenes. It really, like, now I'm watching the cutscene, now it's the game. But I did want to ask.
What was your hand motion for seamless?
Seamless? I can then agree that if you're playing on console.
If you're watching or listening.
I thought that's pretty good. You get this and you get that. And
seamless,
if
y'all.
Together,
seamless.
Seamless. That's how I do it.
Grand gesturing. Like this.
You know, this is why you got to head over to Fireteam Chat on YouTube to make sure you're watching as well as listening. Everybody.
Carry on.
Right. So I do want to ask that question. Mm-hmm. I keep getting asked, what are you maining? What are you going to main? PS4, PC, Xbox? What are the answers now?
So for the review in progress, which we're actually going to be streaming next week, I will be starting on PlayStation 4. I am going to try out the Xbox version at some point to make sure that it has the same feel and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm starting on PS4 because I want to see what that character transference does for the campaign that they've discussed in the past. There's a lot I could talk about. I have to be careful about what I say because I have experienced – I can say that I've experienced a significant portion of Destiny now.
Yeah.
But you're going to read more about that on Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific time?
Nice.
Pacific time on IGN.
Awesome.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to talk about
I'll have to see more about
that. You can't rate your excitement.
You say it's an 11, Destin? Is that what you're saying on the record?
Yeah.
But the question, still to get at it, in the long run, now that you've played PC beta, review aside and all that, do you think you're going to land on PC permanently?
Oh, that's permanently? The question. Nah, I'm going to juggle all the platforms. I think what I'll do is, like, because I'm going to invest so much time in the PS4, I'll probably get the three-character balance there. I've thought about this because last time I didn't really get to play on Xbox that much. It's because I was trying to do the three-character thing on two platforms. Not doing that. I'm going to do one character type on Xbox. I'm going to do one character type on PC so I can kind of be in all the ecosystems at once.
Interesting. Okay. You know?
But you'll have three on PlayStation.
Probably three on PlayStation. Well,
okay. Record this moment, folks. We'll find out how this pans out after October 24th.
For the first week, I just want to get one character raid ready. Like, that's my goal.
No, for sure. Yeah. But at first, you can't play on PC, so I meant in the long run.
Yeah.
But that's why people are saying they're waiting. CJ, I mean.
No, I'm going to do PS4 main, but I know come October, once the C's released, that PvP is going to be a lot of people gravitating towards that. So I think I'll play PlayStation 4 primarily, but PC for, PvP, if the experience holds up with controller. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Having played Destiny for 3 years, I can confidently say that I'm going to end up on PC because...
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because, of course, I'm starting on PS4, and you've got exclusive stuff, even though
arguably...
You've
got a month and a half with your PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my point, though. I'm not going to... Maybe on October 24th, it's not that... Okay, see ya. It's not going to be that. And I want to play on PS4. I want to play on Xbox, too.
Yeah.
Long run... I'm just pretty sure that the lure, the temptation of 4K, HDR, all of that, and I have been getting a much better setup. It's like, think about it. This game, probably 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably, we'll see.
They have confirmed that Sony is, well, during a Sony trailer, they did confirm that the PlayStation 4 Pro is going to get HDR support post-launch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard about the Xbox One X yet. Yeah. Bungie hasn't made no official comment about either beyond I want HDR.
Right, right now, it's not going to get 60 or anything, so mm-hmm. can't
change it. Definitely won't get 60. They did confirm that.
Yeah. And I think it's worth noting as well that when the DLC comes out, pretty sure those are going to be day and date, right? So suddenly after this delayed PC launch, now we're all aligned. So now I get to play the new DLC in 4K 60 or what. Yeah. So think about the lure of that. Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to play? So I don't know. We'll see.
And that's the question. Like, how far will you get into the campaign or, your progress in PS4? You imagine having the amount of time to do that over again on the PC if there's no port.
We sink so many hours into the.
No, I know.
Let's say we don't. Guys from the PC conversation, because there's two huge news things we haven't even touched on yet: the raid launch date and Travel Size launch date.
Yes,
we're getting the raid on the 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific, and then we're getting the trials. They only labeled it as on the 15th at 10 a.m. So, how do we feel about the raid coming?
TJ's been holding the post.
Trials. Sorry. Okay.
So you're just happy to hear that exists.
100%.
Okay.
We didn't know how long it was going to be. We thought, we thought it would be much longer.
We didn't even know it was going to be called Trials for sure.
Well, all we know is it's Trials. All rumors trials. Still, Trials of the Nine. Everybody's been talking about that online.
Zer's been gabbing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thought he was dead. Anyway, the raid, do you guys feel that that is too soon after launch? The original raid, it was about 2 weeks out. I'm okay with it. It's 1 week. Yeah. You're going to get time to gear up.
Just to fully recap, right? So night falls and everything, day one, moment one.
Yes.
Then raid is 8 days later.
Seven. It's 1 week. Seven,
but, well, including the first day of play. It's
you're including
on
the
eighth day.
So whatever the case, technically, it's a week later. Technically, the game launches September 6th at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on the 5th.
Yeah.
6 Eastern.
Yeah.
So what's your question again?
Sorry, it launches on the 12th,
right? It's 7 days.
Oh, it launches on the 12th, right?
13th at 10 a.m.
Oh, it is 13. See, it is 8 days later. Anyway, I was just saying, 8 days and then on the 10th day is when trials come.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 friends.
Is this Sesame Street?
Okay, fine.
Just the date.
So putting all that aside, it was a little about a week after and then a few days after that for trials. Just was making sure that we mentioned the recap here.
Yeah. So it's seven days for the raid.
Sure.
Not nine for trials.
Say the date.
I'm not going to argue that the 13th is the start of the eighth day, but let's put that aside. It's fine.
I'm so tired.
It's 7 days. Guys, what are you even talking about, Fred?
September 6th, 1, 7.
You're counting.
Two.
Okay.
That's right. I'm counting the first day of play. But anyway, guys, so on the eighth day, then 10th day is the way I'm looking at it. But going back to what we were talking about, I think it's too soon. CJ seems pretty freaking excited.
I am excited, but it is way too soon.
to do math. Like
well, that.
It's not Rise of Iron was rough.
Yeah. And well, yeah. All I think, I literally said, I think I hear Omnigal scream in the back of my mind. Like, what's the new loot cave? What's the new grind going to be?
Glitch. I'm going to be searching for it.
How do you level up as fast as humanly possible?
Yeah.
That's the part that I'm not excited about because even like I've been kind of on media blackout. I don't want to know all the things that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. The guide leaked early and people started posting stuff. And I'm like, I'm not looking at Twitter.
No. And for that reason, I think this kind of like goes against the way I want to experience Destiny. Like I wanted to go in a little bit slower, take my time with the raid going out there. I know I'm still going to want to do it right off the bat. So I wish it was a little longer. Like I'm not upset. Mm-hmm. I'll play it, of course. But, you know, to experience and take your time would have been nice a little bit.
Yeah. Having not played it as much as Destin has, I just don't know what to expect in terms of the grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think until we know that or can talk about it, it's hard to say.
Mark Noseworthy did confirm that you no longer have to do the Engram finagling.
Best PSA of all time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we should mention.
Oh, so good.
Recap that as well.
Yeah. So basically, it will look at your other characters, it will look in your vault, and it will determine the best drop that you could be getting at that moment based on all that data. So the light level of engrams and such that drop are actually determined at the time they drop, not at the time of decryption.
Yeah. Right. So
as you're going to want to be decrypting those often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So as long as you have stuff in your vault, seemingly, that is of that light level.
Or on your alt.
Yeah. Yeah, but as long as you haven't deleted it is the point. Yeah. It'll just going to do the math and know that you're the level. I don't think you can delete stuff and it'll keep you at some higher level.
Yeah.
But that is awesome. That means tower casuals, you can wear them all day long. Exactly. Now they're going to be farm casuals that somebody pointed out until we find out what the other social spaces are, hopefully.
I'm really going to miss wearing that Tachyrome Ranger cloak that I wanted for the Hunter, you know, that blue piece of trash that just had to equip each time.
I love that, though, you know, and I think,
so good.
Again, one of those longer discussions for later, but to be able to wear what you want and now also, like, how all the perks are not
And the shaders.
Yeah. Like, but, like, the fact that you don't have to keep rolling different gear to get the right boots so you can wear those boots. You can now have a full set. I think you're going to look better than ever. I'm super excited on that front. But, I mean, you can wear anything you want, too, while you walk around.
Yeah.
You know me. I like to
you get
have a little show.
You get the set that you want. You get what you want on it, and you can go out.
Yeah.
And,
but, meaning now your light level, too, it doesn't matter. So, if I want to walk around the farm in, like, one of these cool things that I earned, I can do that without worrying, oh, crap, I got to put this back on to buy this thing.
People set up loadouts in Dim for just that reason. Let me switch this to maximize my light just to walk to the crypt to decrypt things, not to mention, you know, the weapon parts / you know, armor drought of, what was it, 2015?
Yes.
Those things happen on account of infusion, and it's like, thank you. I remember saying this, like, when we were talking about a year or two ago.
Yeah. So that's exciting. But back to the point at hand of, is it too soon, right?
You think it is. I think it's fine.
I just don't know the grind.
I feel like Rise of Iron was such a drain that I'm like, oh, I got a few more days. This is going to be great.
A few more days.
<You know? laughs>
It's true. That was a Tuesday launch and a Friday raid.
Ugh.
That was right. I remember
I'm like, Fran, I'm working from home for 2 days.
Yeah,
why? Because we're doing this raid thing and I need to play for 20 hours for 2 days.
Yeah, what's interesting though is that it was still pretty fast. I forget if it was 15 or 20 hours to get there.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's somewhere around the same, in which case you're right. There's extra days. However, I still just, it asks a lot of people who may, you know, let's say all you have is the weekend. You work like all day, you've got your family, that puts them under a lot of stress. And it makes you play the game in a way, potentially, that takes away from that, just, I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And the raid's later. And I would have really enjoyed that.
A lot of people kind of have that same sentiment, where they kind of wanted to just experience it and really take their time and enjoy the campaign and such, and the side quests and the missions and stuff like that.
And it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not upset that it is when it is. I think if it's there, it'll be for you, obviously. Like, we're pressured to do it because.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like you don't have to. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to.
How's your family going to handle losing you for a week?
So I mentioned that to my wife. I was like, hey, sweetie.
That's why you were in Paris.
That's why I was in Paris.
Kids.
Guys.
Yeah, he's going to be gone for a while.
I'm just going to like stick a photo of myself on the fridge. but then trials, like a few days later. So even that, I'm just like, oh, gosh. Like, and that's what my weekends are going to be.
It's too much. Yeah. But
you ready, Fran?
Oh, I'm ready. But I don't want to have to do it that fast. Honestly, that's my simple answer is it's just too fast for me. but I get why they're doing it,
yeah.
right? I mean, they want to provide you end game options because
yeah.
maybe all yeah. you want to do is raid and maybe you want to do these other things. Also, you can't risk the people who are super hardcore not having something to do. I think they worry yeah. about those people might get distracted for some reasons and yeah. leave the game. So I understand why. As my play style, though, it's just too soon. I would have preferred a couple weeks for the raid and yeah. then trials after that.
And depending, real quick, depending on the light level too, I mean, I think that's going to come into play. Like, you don't necessarily need to be max light, obviously, when doing the raid. So how is that going to come into play with how long the raid takes? And
we'll see.
You know, maybe that's going to play into it a little bit, right? They want you to try and fail. Like, how long did Vault take the first time?
Yeah,
that's true.
Different.
But I think we know more about what Destiny is.
You do.
Very much. Yeah.
No, well, okay. No. Just as a whole
people
product.
As a whole.
We've played it for 3 years. Yeah. Like Rise of Iron came out and we were able to get to max light fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, as opposed to launch day where we're like, how does this system work? We don't understand.
It's true.
What's Crucible?
Yeah. It's more, you're right. It's more intuitive than ever. And also the ways they make you grind, there's like, it's a lot easier. Like they tell you what to do now.
Yeah.
So you're not going to waste as much time as you used to in the past. So I am excited just to see how that plays out. And yeah, that is my hope, is that I am not having to play for like 10 hours a day every day from launch just to get raid
having
ready or something.
Play.
That'd be great.
You're going to play.
Luke Smith was just doing the
10 hours a day.
Luke Smith was just doing the PAX keynote, and he did mention that the raid and trials are going to have lore elements to them. Mm, so
that's cool.
It sounds like we might be getting some story there. It would be great to get some cutscenes or some sort of narrative reward for experiencing those events.
That'd be very cool.
For sure. I have not played the raid or Trials of Osiris. Trials of whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to expect there.
I think certainly you will get cutscenes in those. You know, I got that sense with Rise of Iron, especially too. Even though there wasn't a lot, they had just a few cutscenes peppered in there.
Yeah. The machine that wakes up.
And so knowing how much is in Destiny 2 now, roughly, there's going to be a lot of cutscenes. And so, yeah, I think look forward to it in the raid and trials, I'm guessing. But I think that's going to be a really cool part to, like, imagine finishing the raid and you all for the first time get this cool cutscene. I think it also
– that'd be awesome.
It's also a big question of, like, the way that we – like, there's a campaign with a story that ends now.
Yeah.
And how does the raid fit into that ending?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens as a community when it ends?
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see how that timeline plays out.
That's a good
what
point.
Happens in the world. I think it's going to be something like we haven't experienced before in Destiny, and I'm just super excited about that.
Yeah. Going to be very interesting. On the trials note, what do you think that's going to be? Now, you have a theory that it's going to be sort of survival or what's the mid-count?
Elimination.
Elimination.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if it was elimination the same way it was before, that's totally fine with me. But we played survival. I really liked it. Did you?
Yeah, but
it's good. It's not a trial.
No, it's not
rezzing your teammates, you know.
Yeah.
That's true, but it's like, I mean, Bungie does a really good job usually of evolving what their things are. And trials is not like in stone elimination, right? Like it was the last game.
I think countdown is more akin to what we should expect from trials, where you have a one res token as opposed to infinite reses. It'll reduce the amount of time that a game like trials
That's a good way to look at it.
And even as you're taking damage and stuff.
It adds that extra mechanic of setting a bomb as opposed to capturing a point.
Yeah.
You know, so there's constantly a countdown timer.
But when you're taking damage now too, you actually can't res for an overshield.
Yeah.
And so things like that are going to dramatically change the game. If it is the exact same way as it was with Destiny 1, which again, just the way they've been doing things, I can't imagine.
I don't think it'll be the exact, because it is 4v4. We already know that, so it's not.
Exactly.
I know to what you were saying on both sides, there's going to be some twist of some kind, and I don't know what it is, but I definitely expect that to really change it, actually.
It
will just not be the same.
Because even the way they evolved it from year one to, you know, the last few with, you know, you could use your boons all at once or then you couldn't and then you'd go back.
Yeah.
Might be little things like that.
Yeah, I think boons and stuff will probably be gone too, by the way. I just feel like that whole system is like, why do I – it just after a while, it was like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
I'm just competing. You know, I was just loading up on my boons.
Yeah, what's he up to these days?
That's a good point.
Brother Vance?
I have a bunch of boons. I never even thought of going back there yet. I haven't actually.
Hey, you want to turn in your bounties?
I still have like 20 of those.
Well, I don't think you can. Right?
I don't know.
I didn't even look.
You can turn them into your inventory if you finish them.
No. I mean in Destiny 1, like if you didn't turn stuff in, I think Vance is gone, right?
I
didn't even go back to look after Trials ended.
I haven't either.
He's just dead.
Anyway, he's just there like.
Super excited about September 15th,
though. He has a knife
in his heart. Yeah, jeez.
Vance, no.
He's like, will it be Vance?
He's on a little stool. He's just like,
maybe it could be somebody else, right? You know, Tyre Karn is now the new Cryptarch, so maybe Vance, he was not a part of that whole scene.
I actually think there's a distinct possibility. Maybe Vance plays a role in the new Osiris DLC, and so maybe you don't see him until then or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. Really guys, excited. Great conversation today. We are just a few days away from Destiny 2's launch. How excited are you, Fran?
I mean, we're just hearing you say it. It puts a smile on my face, and it's really weird after you sink again 2,000 hours into a game. So I couldn't be more excited. I have not been more excited about a game in a decade, probably.
And wow.
For sure. I don't even remember what that other game was, but I'd have to look back a decade. It's a ton of excitement.
I mean, Halo, obviously, and Titanfall. Titanfall 2 is probably my favorite campaign shooter in the last how long?
Yeah.
I'm so stoked. Like, I cannot put into words. September 5th, 12th,
5th. Yeah,
sorry. 5th, just counting all the days. Yeah, like, it's intense. Like, I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Super excited.
Well, I have put into words, and you can read them on September 5th at 7 a.m. Pacific time on IGN.com.
Congratulations. I do not envy you. I will say this. I'm excited about playing the game as a player, as a reviewer. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, and... Yeah. Good luck with that. You know?
I think it's awesome.
I mean, I did it for Rise of Iron over on my personal YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I talked about a lot. Yeah. But one challenge with IGN is our video reviews aren't 18 minutes long.
No.
They don't come 2 weeks after launch.
Yeah.
You know, I know part of that was a byproduct of just how busy you were, but it's a different beast. You have to review in progress, get this stuff moving. Yeah. Okay, keep it updated. And all this stuff is rolling out. The community's talking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to watch along as I am reviewing the game and compiling my thoughts, you can watch on youtube.com/fireteamchat. You can watch on IGN.com. You can watch in the review in progress. We're going to have a review in progress live. I will be streaming. And I'll just be playing the game, talking to you guys about your thoughts and experiences, playing with some of you. We can play some Crucible together. Yeah. We can play some campaign together. It's going to be a really, really fun time.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm jealous, actually.
Yeah.
Opposite of CJ. Like, I used to review. That's how I got started at IGN. Like, I would have killed to do it, but way too busy. Just launched a new show called Expert Mode, by the way.
It's really good.
Destiny's not on it, but check it out. We sit down with the creators on the couch, and are able to talk to them. So we did Mario Rabbids, Rocket League, Overwatch, Hearthstone, and Fallout New Vegas. So just to plug that. But this review is going to be awesome. I know you're excited, but
thanks.
Yeah, and you've seen some of the game. Are you still excited? Like, again, we don't want to dig in. You've seen a lot of the game. What is it for you that you're excited about?
I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't want to risk saying anything weird. But I'm excited to play on Tuesday, of course. Yeah, like I'm gonna be here at 9 p.m. playing with you. Actually,
yes,
we're doing the live stream that night.
Can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. So. We'll have a blast. I can't wait to
get in that group.
I will pick your brain more.
Can't wait to see your reactions to the stuff that I've seen. That's what I'm most excited about.
Gotcha. I'm stoked. Yeah. The campaign is just, that is the one thing we all wanted from Destiny. And I think we're going to get it.
Yep.
Like, I'm super excited.
All right, guys. We need to wrap it up. Thank you both for joining me so much. Thank you guys for joining us. And of course, until next time, Guardians out.
Destiny 2!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.